T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning, Cook and Joe. Let's check on Ron. Ron, you there?
I am here, ready, willing, and able, Joe, and looking forward to a great 4 hours with you.
Well, we have a lot going on, I can tell you that. We have Dan Wolkin from USA Today. He's on at 10:45, does a great job. And wrote a piece that spawned a piece of mine today in the Post-Gazette, and that was on college athletes. This would be the perfect time, perhaps, to form a union. Ray Fittipaldo, 11:40, Bob Grove, Julius Page, and our interview of the week, Ron, at 1 o'clock. We replay that every but first, wow, is there a lot going on. I've got a top 10 here. We're pinned at our one-yard line. Are you ready?
We're like pinned at our one-yard line every week. Do we ever get to start at like the 5 or the 10?
I think next week we're going to get a 4th and 15 from our 25, Ron. But right now, we're pinned at the 1.
All right, let's do it.
Number 10, which means 10 topics in 10 minutes. We can do it. We have the technology. Number 10. Did you see this James Conner photo? Ron.
It's I did.
Taken from the back, and he looks like a combination of Arnold Schwarzenegger and I don't know who, Mike Tyson in his prime. His back is the size of Mulsey's cranium. I haven't seen anything like this on any football player ever. Did the photo deceive us, or is this guy's back really this size now?
It looks like you could show a drive-in movie on it, Joe. It looks like to be in spectacular shape. We know he's motivated. He wants to prove a lot of people wrong. He also wants a nice new big contract, set himself up for life. So certainly working his behind off, that's a good sign. But I don't know that he's always been in shape. It's just a question, can he stay healthy the way he plays, the style he plays? But those pictures are pretty impressive. I would urge anybody to Google them.
I've never questioned James Conner's motivation or fitness. In fact, when I went to Google this today after you sent me the topic idea, up came a story from 2018, photos of James Conner's body. He's in the best shape of his life. So, listen, I hope he has a great year and stays healthy, but the fact that he has a gigantic back and his muscles are bigger doesn't convince me it'll happen, Ron.
But I'll tell you what, those pictures are amazing.
They are. There's something to see. Number 9, hundreds of minor league baseball players cut Thursday. Hundreds more expected to lose their jobs, Jeff Passan reports. A lot of these guys were going to get cut at the end of spring training anyway, but now in one fell swoop, they're going to be all of them sort of out on the street here. What do you make of it?
I just wonder what's going to happen to the minor leagues, Joe. I mean, I think a lot of these teams are going to fold up and never come back, and I think maybe it's short-sighted on the owner's part because they always need young talent coming through the pipeline, and if that young talent isn't there, I don't know what's going to happen. I guess you start back up once the pandemic is over, but I think the minor leagues is going to be one of the things that is really hurt by this whole thing.
I think it's sad. I think it's reprehensible of the owners. I mean, this comes at a time when David Price from the Dodgers is said to be committing $1,000 for each minor league player that is not on the Dodgers roster. I think that might be $1,000 per month, by the way. So David Price can pay these guys, but the owner of the Dodgers can't? Please. Number eight, our friend John Heyman, with a rather disturbing text if you're hoping for baseball. He still believes this is going to work out, but he got a text from what he calls not just a player but a very smart player who said to me, I think the chances for a season are pretty close to zero. How about that, Rod?
Yeah, you know, you're all over the board with this stuff. You hear all kind of stuff. I know Heyman the other day on Sunday actually came out and said, you know what, I'm optimistic. And now you said he still thinks it might work, and then you hear this. I tend to believe in the it's not going to happen mode. We read the story in the Post-Gazette this morning on Scott Boras telling his players, don't you dare give anything back to the owners. And I think that's the mindset, and we've seen the players with that kind of strength and willpower in the past. I'm still hopeful it's part of the negotiation process, but I have my doubts.
Number seven, the NFL and its players union have agreed to a 5-year extension with Electronic Arts on the Madden video game franchise. Darren Rovell of the Action Network reporting that. The deal will provide $1 billion to the NFL and $500 million to the players during this time. I think it's 5-6 years, something like that. Ron, the money in this is just mind-blowing, and to me, an example of all the monies that can be made outside of the game itself. And by the way, the same goes for baseball. What do you make of it?
Well, I don't know. I've never played Madden. I don't even know what it is. I guess, you know, have you ever seen it? Have you ever played it, Joe?
Many, 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 many times. Yes, I have. It's not as good as
I never have, so I'm not even quite sure how it works. But I know that's made Madden as much of a star as he ever was in the broadcast booth and in the coaching sideline. And I guess, you know, when it comes to the NFL, that sort of money is out there. People can't get enough. That's why that league is almost so indestructible, despite the fact that many of the people in it try almost all the time to destruct it.
Same in baseball. They've got deals just like this. They had that BAM Tech deal with Disney that put tens of millions of dollars into owners' pockets, and the players don't get any piece of that, and now they can't pay minor leaguers $400 a week. Number six, Texas. By the way, Ron, 2 years ago at spring training, Mulsey and I were staying in the same house, and he kept beating me at Tecmo Bowl with touchdown Tommy Vardell. Remember him from Stanford? I was the Bulls.
I do. He beat you in what now? What was the game?
Tecmo Bowl, one of the first great football video games. And I couldn't stop with the Bills defense. Touchdown Tommy Vardell. Very frustrating, Ron.
I guess so. I do remember Tommy Vardell.
I couldn't stop him. Texas will soon allow pro sports events to have spectators, but the numbers will be strictly limited, Governor Abbott says. Outdoor stadiums can host fans up to 25% of their normal capacity. Thoughts?
Well, again, how do you determine who gets in? And once they are, how do you police them when they're there? I saw a thing on the thing on a wire today. Iowa's hoping it has its full stadium by this fall. I don't know how in the world that's going to happen. But as far as limiting 25%, who gets those tickets? I've not heard any explanation how that's going to work, A, and then B, once they're in there, how do you keep them from going to the bathroom? Maybe you don't have to sell concessions, but that's a big moneymaker for them. So you got to think they're going to sell concessions. I guess I'm asking, how do you police it, Joe?
Good question. Number five, the NCAA agreed to move forward with a plan for student-athletes for name, image, likeness. We know that. Now there's a couple of studies out that a handful of college athletes could make more than $100,000 from social media. Ron, I have no problem with that. I have no problem if they make $500,000 from social media. You?
No. You know, whatever they can get, but again, that has to be regulated too, or the rich – it'll be used so, you know, certain schools, you know, will just get better, 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 and other schools will have no chance. There has to be a way to regulate that.
Isn't that happening already, though? The rich get richer. You have Coach K doing credit card commercials. Other guys can't do that. The guy from Drexel's not doing credit card commercials, so why not let the athletes make as much as they can?
Yeah, but I mean, if I can go – I'm a great player, and I want to go to Pitt, and then I find out I can make a whole lot more at Texas, I'm going to go to Texas. And I think that's unfair to the Pitts of the world when you're talking about the athletes. But as far as how much they can make, more power to them. I just think that it'll end up hurting competitive balance. It might help individual athletes, but I think it'll hurt competitive balance.
It may. I just don't see a lot of competitive balance anyway, especially in college football, where it seems like a decade there's about six teams who have a chance to get to the championship series. Number four, or is it three? John Madden makes his second appearance here, Ron. Listen to this. He tells the Sunday Night Football executive producer, a guy named Fred Godelli, via The Athletic, that John Madden, this is what John Madden told this guy via The Athletic. He said, forget about piping fake noise into these games. He said, look at the sounds that are already there and present them to the audience. Don't worry about the artificial sound. You're going to hear things that you've never heard before. Accentuate that. Now, I don't know what he means there, Madden, Ron, but I'm assuming it's the crack of the pads, things on the sidelines, whatever noises are common in a football game, accentuate it. Don't worry about piped-in noise. What do you think?
Probably it'd be some language, too, that might make a sailor blush, right? If you get all that stuff out on the networks. Yeah, just the pads are popping, if you will. I mean, every play sounds like a train wreck or a car crash. It really does. I don't know how the coaches would handle that. You know, they're so paranoid that everything they say, somebody's picking it up and using it to their advantage. But I'm sure there are a lot of fascinating sounds. But, again, I don't know if you want a lot of them coming into your living room with your young daughter there.
I am fascinated to see how this is going to work. I mean, she's used to swear words, Ron. I say them all the time at about 9:58 in the morning. how are they going to get – first of all, it is really a chance to get creative with the telecast itself. And this guy's also talking, and I wondered about this, about darkening the seats at a game. So he said – that he's considering asking the league to do exactly that during night games, Sunday Night Football, making it harder to notice that the seats are empty. I'm intrigued by this, how they're going to do these telecasts. I think that's a great idea. And I think you're going to see camera angles during afternoon games where they'll go to great lengths never to show empty seats.
Yeah, I don't know how you get around that, though, Joe, if nobody is in the building. I mean, we used to see, okay, the upper deck is empty, so you never have to look at the upper deck. But the lower bowl, I don't know how you not see that there's empty seats there. Man, if you're talking about painting all the seats at Heinz Field, that's a lot of dark paint to cover up those yellow seats, isn't it?
I mean, we live in the age of fake video, and we can send people to Mars. I'm sure that they can find a way on a television broadcast to erase out the seats altogether, honestly. I'm just curious to see how they do it or if they try. I don't know where we are, Ron. I think we're on the other team's 20-yard line. Sky Judge, number three, I believe it is. Still a possibility here in the preseason, but it doesn't sound like they're going to have the same responsibility as in the original proposal. They'll be able to communicate with officials on the field, but they won't be able to make an actual call, Ron. That's what I'm reading here on Pro Football Talk. It sounds like it's going to be an experiment. If they love it, I suppose they could implement it, but it's going to be with weakened powers. Do you like the idea, Scott?
No, I like the guy having some power. I like a guy upstairs in that New Orleans playoff game saying, you guys missed a blatant call. That's pass interference. That one I sort of like. You know, and you see some blame. I'm not talking about marginal, you know, either way calls. I'm not talking about that. You go with what's on the field. But if there's something blatant, I hope they have the power. I hope it still will come to fruition. Maybe it won't be this season, but maybe next season. I think once they see it, if it works well, you know, we're going to end up getting it, whether it's this season or next season.
Number two. Art Rooney II says he and Mike Tomlin and plenty of others, I'm adding that part, thought of the 4th and 15 instead of the onside kick as too gimmicky. That idea has been shelved for now. Could be revisited at some point, but shelved for now. He says too gimmicky, Ron.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a traditionalist too, and I thought that. But, you know, the last few days, the idea has grown on me even more because I think it would be an exciting play. Certainly an exciting play for the fands, more exciting than the onside kick. I mean, you have Ben Roethlisberger, 4th and 15. I like his chances of trying to make a play. Patrick Mahomes, obviously, a lot of these great quarterbacks, and I think that would keep your interest in the game going a little bit longer. So, you know, I have mixed feelings about it, but I got to admit it's kind of growing on me, Joe.
I am glad to hear that, Ron, and I respect your adaptability. I really do. I had arguments prepared when you said I think it's too gimmicky too, and I'm glad they're getting rid of it. And now those arguments are out the window because I agree with you. Now, one guy on the committee said, and I do hear this, he said, you don't want to make the comeback too easy. You've earned the right to be ahead. That, you know, if you have Patrick Mahomes or Ben or somebody, a really good quarterback, the 4th and 15, is it so much – it's not easy. Nobody would say that, but so much easier than the idea of an onside kick that you don't want to put it in the game. I hear that, but I'd still like to see it. I don't think it's gimmicky, Ron, or that gimmicky, or too gimmicky. There's other things that are gimmicky in the game, right? I mean, what about the coin toss in overtime? You go back and forth the whole game. You lose a coin toss and you're forced to play defense, and if you don't stop them and they score a touchdown, the game's over. That's gimmicky to me.
Well, that's another argument for another day. We have argued that in the past. Yeah, I get it. It is growing on me. I also, you know, I don't know if it was 4th and 15 from the 25. Maybe make it at the 10 or 15. Make it a little bit harder for the offense. But I think it would keep the crowd interest a lot longer.
Number one. John Harbaugh says teams are going to stack the box against the Ravens this season. Those corners are going to be one-on-one, and those safeties are going to be one-on-one against our receivers, especially on downfield throws. We've got to make them pay for it, he said. What do you think, Ron? It seems to me that teams probably stacked the box last year against the Ravens about midway through the year when they were on a historic rushing pace, and it didn't really help anybody, although it helped the Titans, I guess, but really the story of that game was Derrick Henry running all over the Ravens. Do you think Harbaugh's just blowing smoke here or what?
I don't know. He's a Harbaugh. I mean, although I like him a lot more than his brother. Yeah, I mean, they set an all-time record for, you know, rushing yards last year. So whatever they did last year, it didn't work. Maybe this will be a big year for one Marquise Hollywood Brown. Who knows? And maybe his cousin A.B. will be along at some point.
He might be. The way you said that, it made it sound like Harbaugh was a noun, like an insult. He's a Harbaugh, and I'm not so sure that doesn't work as a new word in the language, Ron. You're a Harbaugh.
They're easy to dislike, especially the one at Michigan. John has shown me some humanity. He's stepped up in some times where I said, that's really cool what he did. His brother is very hard to like.
I'll tell you what, for a long time I thought David Price was a real Harbaugh, but the way he's going to pay these minor leaguers, my opinion's changing, Ron.
We'll see. We'll see.
About what? Whether he'll pay them?
Say, I'm sorry, Joe, I didn't hear what you said. Go repeat it one more time, please.
Now you're pulling a pump on me. Are you eating breakfast, Ron? Is there a woman
no,
over there?
No, I have. You will never hear my plates clanging. I did not hear what you said.
I said for a long time I thought David Price was a real Harbaugh, but the fact that he's going to pay these minor leaguers changes my opinion of him.
I didn't hear you mention David Price. I thought we were still on the Harbaughs. Yeah, I mean, David Price is another one of those guys that isn't really easy to like, but he's making a fortune, and he's doing something good for guys coming up behind him. Good for him.
Ron, let's talk about Patrick Mahomes coming up. Maybe some contract talks heating up. And I heard a conversation this morning on television that really, really got my attention about what he could potentially seek if he wanted to that could change the way contracts are done forever in the NFL. Let's talk about that coming up. And we'll talk to Dan Walken about college sports and whether players, athletes should unionize. Who's protecting players' rights at this point? That's coming up at 10:45.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.